Okay, today's daf is daf Ayin Hey. In Pesachim, yesterday we started the Perek of Ketzat Solin, all the various halachas regarding how to roast one's carbon Pesach. Yesterday we learned about making sure the blood is going to drip out. It has to be on a spit, the Mishnah had said yesterday, and has to be roasted whole, and it cannot be cooked, as we mentioned before. And we mentioned going back to the Mishnah, which the Gemara is going to pick up right now. We're going to start on the second line, on Ayin Hey and Aleph. The Mishnah had said, "Ein solen es a pesach lo al hashpud v'lo al haaskala." The Mishnah had said that you're not allowed to roast the pesach on a shpod or an askala. What does that mean? Shpod meant a metal spit, as we saw yesterday. That because if you're on a metal spit, so then the heat, the fire, is going to make the spit hot, and then it's going to roast the animal. So it's not going to be roasted directly by the fire, and it cannot be roasted on an askala either. An askala, the best translation would be a grill. Can't roast it on a grill, the Mishnah had said. And then, or the Mishnah had quoted this story, which seemed to be just the opposite. Amar Psalik, the Mishnah had said, Maisabar Gamliel, Sha'amar Latevi Avdo Tsei Vesalei Lanu Es HaPesach Al HaAskala. Rabbi Tzadok had quoted the story of Rabbi Gamliel that he had said about his Tevi, a servant, go roast our Pesach on the grill. So the first division says you're not allowed to do it on the grill, and then the very next line quotes a story that you can't do it on the grill. That's the Gemara's first question. Eitzel and Es HaPesach. Ask the Gemara Maisa Listor. Is the Gemara bringing a story just to contradict exactly what it said? So Gemara says, Chisira Mechsura, as whenever the Gemara asks Maisa Listor, the Gemara says, the words are missing. The Chahachi Ktani, this is what the Mishnah should say. V'yem Askala Minu Keves Mutter. If it's a grill that has space in between, that has holes in between, like our grills, there's large space in between the bars, so then Mutter, that's not a problem, because it is considered that the animal, the meat, is getting cooked by the fire, and not by the the grill. Again, if the grill was very, very, very close together, the bars, then that wouldn't be allowed. But if it has big space in between, it's okay. And to that, says the Mishnah, so to that, the Mishnah brings the raya of a grooved grill, a grill with large spaces in it. If you look at Rashi here on Minu Keves, Rashi quotes for last wide line, Asuya kabricha b'kein shalanu, made like our grills, v'yesh chalal gadol bein briach lebriach, there's a large space in between each bar, v'nosin hashpud l'rochbo, and you have two bars that have the open space in between, and you put the spit the opposite way, perpendicular to the other bars. V'chol hatle nitzle ba'avir shmei shnei berichayim, shein b'saro nogeya b'barzel. So according to Rashi, the meat is not touching any metal at all. It's on a spit, and you put the spit perpendicular to two of the bars, and the edges of the spit touch the outside bars, but the whole animal is in between. You have a very large space in between the metal, and that's how it works. So it's not really even really using the grill, right? The grill is just the outside holders of the bar, and the inside is just like a regular spit. But that's how Rashi interprets the Gemara, and that's how other Rishonim, for example, the Ravid on the Rambam says that's what it has to be. Because if it's at all touching, then that spot, which is on the metal, would not be heated by the fire, would not be called Sliyesh. That would be Sli of the Askel, and that wouldn't be allowed. The Rambam Shita, though, is not so clear. If you look at the Rambam Shita in Hilchas Karban Pesach, Peraches Halacha Dalid, Halacha Lamaisa, could we use our barbecues for a Karban Pesach? Right? So it says the Rambam, Ein Solon Ez HaPesach Al Gabi Kli Evin Al Gabi Kli Matros, Lefichach, Imhaya kli menukav kadesha tishlot bo ha'or solen alav. If the kli is menukav so that the fire could be sholate on it, you could roast on it. The Rambam doesn't say specifically that the meat is not touching the bars at all, and that's what the Ravid says. Amar Avram v'hushlo yiga b'kli shari amru naga b'chayr so shaltana. What we'll get to yet tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Right? If it's touching, it's a problem, and that's what the Kazavishta says. The Ravid thinks that the Rambam does not hold like him. The Ravid passes like Rashi, but it sounds like for the Rambam, it could be that the Rambam is holding that once it's a grilled, once it has large spaces, so that even if a tiny amount is touching the metal, the Rambam is not motzi that from the possibilities. So this is the Kesef Mishnah. But Dira Li, Dirabenu Mashmalei, because there's a problem the other way. So you're telling me that the Rashi and the Ravid say that the reason that it has to be totally open space is because that it would be a problem. The problem if the meat is touching the metal. But one second. According to Rashi and the Ravid, what's the Chiddush of the Gemara? Aye, but the Kli Menu Keves, Askel Menu Keves, then it's Mutter. According to, there's no Menu Keves, there's no Askela here. If the bar is in between the two bars, so forget the Askela. So it's as if it's not there. What's the Chiddush? It's like a regular spit. Says the Kesem Mishnah, maybe that's why the Rambam says what he says. Tim Kane, Lohavi Shaski, Begamar, Melahaskir Kane, Kawai Aslamanu Keves. Right? It wouldn't have not said so in the Gemara. And then he says at the end, it could be the Rambam holds like the Ravid. Could be. It's not so clear that he's arguing. V'yefshad Rabbeinu Nami, Belo Yiga Mairi, Velishad the Gemara Nakan. He's just quoting the Gemara. Again, it's not clear. But if he is arguing with the with the Raivin and with Rashi, it could be because of that problem. Because Imkain, if they're right, then what's the chiddush of the Gemara? Okay, so that is just an issue about how much minu keves it must be. Next question of the Gemara: Boi mine Rav Chinna bar Idi me Rav Ada bar Ava. Quoting a brisa that we had a couple of weeks ago on Daf Chavav, Taner shehisiku beklife arla. We discussed the sugya then of Zeviz and Goreim. If you remember, if you have two causes, two contributors to an Isser, one of them is Asser, two contributors to an item, one of them is Asser, one of them is Mutter, so do you say Zeviz and Goreim is Mutter, Zeviz and Goreim is Asser? In that sugya, we also discussed a case where, let's say you are using wood that is Asser Bahana, some type of fuel that is Asser Bahana, and you cook bread in the oven at that time. So do you say what is called Yesh Shevach Eitzim Bapas or Ein Shevach Eitzim Bapas? We had a machlokas earlier which stated that according to some, Yesh Shevach Eitzim Bapas, when a fire heats an oven, even if the fire doesn't touch the bread, if the fire heats the oven, we consider that the Isser Hana'ah is inside the bread, and therefore it's going to be usher. That was what one of the shittas had said earlier. So Gemara is going to relate to that and relate that to roasting Karen Pesach. Says the Brisa, Taner shehisiku beklifei arla. You have arla pieces. Arla, as we mentioned, the first 3 years of a fruit tree, the fruit is usher behana'a. Usher behana'a. Arla is usher behana'a. So a tanor, you have an oven that was heated by klifei arla, but vigarfu, and then it was swept out. So now the oven is burning hot, but there's no wood left. There's no arla left. So the question is, va'afa bo'asapas, and let's say then you baked bread in this oven after you took out the fuel, l'divrei ha'oser mahu, according to the one who had said usser, if the bread had been cooked inside at the time that the fire was on, meaning according to the one who held, as we called it then, yesh shevach eitzim bapas, that if the bread is in there at the same time as the isser hanah heating it, that is usser, what would that shita say? And this again is a lead up to the following question, because this is really what's discussed earlier. What would that shita say if you swept out all the wood, everything that was being used, and then you put the bread in afterwards? Mahu. So amalei pasu teres. So in that case, we would say you don't say that the bread is also because it's connected to the arla. The arla is finished. The arla is swept out. There is no connection anymore to the arla, and this bread is heated by the oven. The bread is heated by the oven, then it's mutter. Okay, so that's what we said. That's what we learned from this halacha. That if there's no wood left in there, we don't see this bread as connected to that wood, connected to the fire. It's being heated by the oven, not by the fire. So now, with that background, ask the Gemara the next question. Amar lei, if that's true, v'yamar Rav Chanina Saba, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says as follows, Tanashi siku v'garfu v'tzala v'as ha-pesach. What about this case? You have an oven, and you heat it in an oven with a fire, and then you put a carbon pesach, and then you swept it out. There's no fire left. It's still burning hot. And then you put the carbon pesach into this oven. Is that called burnt by the fire, roasted by the fire, or not? Ein zet sli'esh. This is not called sli'esh. So it's a stira. Because the first case by Arla, we say that... I'm sorry, it's like, the guard didn't explain the stira yet. We'll see in a minute. Let's finish first. Ein zet sli'esh. If you put the Pesach into the oven, and you roasted the Pesach in it, and the Meiri says here, you didn't put it on the floor of the Pesach, because then that would be burned by... That's for sure being burned by the oven. Let's say you hug it on a spit inside the oven. So that's not called sli'esh. That has no connection to the original fire, because the fire had been removed. Wait, so far so good. So far it's not a stira. So far we said that the Arla case is not Asur, and the Tzli case, by the Karen Pesach case, is not connected to the fire. The problem is that there's a separate, special limud that teaches me this by Karen Pesach. So therefore it's going to be mashma that in Kala Torah Kula, you wouldn't connect it to the original fire. That's going to be the problem. So let's see. Shenemar, why in this case, if you put the spit with the Pesach on it into the oven after you swept out the entire oven, so the oven is clean, so that's not called Sli'esh. Why? Shenemar, Sli'esh, Sli'esh, Shnei Pa'amim, because it said that the Karen Pesach has to be roasted by fire. It says it twice. Taima de Gali Rachmanet Sliesh De Pamim. The reason that this is excluded is because you have a very high standard by Karban Pesach that it really has to be Mamish Sliesh. And that's what you learn from the fact that it says it twice. There's no fire left anymore in the oven. It's just heated. It's just hot. Halo Gali Rachmana, Havi Aminit Slieshu. But had the Torah not written Slieish twice by Karban Pesach, what would be the rule that once there's no fire left in the oven, it's still called fire? Only here, because it says Slieish twice, do you say that, oh, this is not enough to be called fire. But if it didn't say this, then what's the general rule? That even if the fire is not here anymore, because this oven was heated by the fire, it's still called fire. This is told as Eish, but it's still Eish, and therefore it would be enough. That's the kasha. Why by Arla, where we say Arla was used to heat an oven and the Arla was swept out, do we say the bread is mutter? The bread is not considered, and the bread is put in after the fire is swept out. The bread is mutter because you don't say the Arla is in here. Well, we see by Karban Pesach, without the special limud, we would say that it is connected to the original fire. And only because it says Sli'esh twice by Pesach, do we say it's not called fire. But the regular rule would be it is called fire. So that's the kasha. We have a stira. When you have an oven that was heated by the fire that was totally swept out, is it called heated by the fire, even though the fire is not here, or is it called heated by the oven? That's the stira. Says the Gemara, two answers. Omar le, first answer, Goli Rachmana Hasam Yafinamina. No, the point is that Karban Pesach isn't an exception. This is a rule. It says about Karban Pesach to teach me Kala Torah Kula. It says Sli'esh twice to emphasize what the halacha is, and once you have that case, then you say, oh, Huadin L'chola Torah Kula. Once by Pesach, we know this is not called Sli'esh, so too by Arla, it's not called heated by the Arla, and therefore it would be Mutter. V'ibayis Ema, or a second answer, says the Gemara, no, there's a different diuk that you can make by the fact that it says it twice by Pesach. Not how we made the diuk. There's different rules by Pesach and by Arla. You can't compare the two. Has sometime at the cause of Rachman at Sli'esh de Pa'amim. By Pesach, where there's a din that it has to be heated by fire. So there, it's not called heated by fire, roasted by fire, because it says Sli'esh twice. Halo cause of Rachman at Sli'esh de Pa'amim. Hava Amina Aish Kapid Rachmana. Had it not said Sli'esh twice, I would have thought that the Torah is makpid on fire itself. Via Filu Garfo Nami Sli'eshu. And this would still be called Sli'esh. It says it twice to teach me that it is not called Eish, but it's an issue of Eish by Karban Pesach. Aval Hacha, but in the case of Arla, is that an issue of Eish? Eitzim di Isur kakapid Rachman, v'hal asnu. The issue is getting Isuri Hana, getting Hana'a from this wood that is Asur b'Hana'a, from the wood, from the fruit, whatever is being used as the kindling. That wood is not here. So therefore you can't compare the two cases, you can't ask a stira, because one's a din of Eish, and one's a din of Eitzim. Okay, so that is the issue of what is called, if the oven is heated by the fire, is that called Eish or not?
But
even by Arlo, the Eish is swept, that for sure is mutter, because there we don't care, even if you want to say this is called fire, still, it might be called, it's for sure not called wood.
Right.
So that's why it's for sure going to be mutter by Arlo. The thing by, but the only Havamina is by Pesach. Because by Pesach, maybe fire has a more expansive definition, which we're going to get into more now. So that's why you would have had a Havamina that the definitions are different. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. So the rest of the Gemara today is going to talk about the following case. Chatcho v'nasno al gabe gecholim. We know, we learned yesterday that you're supposed to roast the Karban Pesach whole. You take out some of the innards, you put it on the head, for whatever, and you roast it whole, but the rest of the Pesach has to be roasted whole. What happens if you cut it open? Chatcho, right, you want it to burn a little, you want it to roast a little quicker. Let's say you didn't get started till late Erev Pesach afternoon, you want to make sure it's ready for the Seder. So you cut it open, and you put it, you keep it whole, Rashi explains, you keep it whole, but you cut it open and you put it directly on coals. Al gabi gecholim. Is that called Sli'esh? Right, that's the question. Is that called Sli'esh if you roast it directly on coals? You look at Rashi here. Rashi says that you cut it open, as I mentioned, but you keep it whole. Where's the Rashi? Achatcho, right above the Bach. L'Pesach v'lo hivdil el achatcho b'shnayim mushal shemekom azlar tzliyaso. If you look at Tosfos from yesterday, I don't know if I'm not going to mention this in the shir, the second Tosfos in the Perek on Ayin Dalam and Aleph, Tosfos said this is just a mitzvah l'chadchila. Tosfos, when the Mishnah, when the Gemara says that if you cut off an Aver, Ein Zeh Mekulas, the Tosfos, the second Tosfos on Ayin Dalam and Aleph said, Nira L'Riva, the mitzvah l'chalso, Ava Mishim Hachi Lo Mifsal, but you're not going to passel it just because it's not separated. And the end of that Tosfos, he quotes our Gemara. The Chetan L'Kaman, you see if it's cut, so it's okay with the Eved. Not that lechatchila would be yes, but okay, it would be okay with the eved if it's not roasted whole. And the only question in our Gemara is this called sliyesh or not? But even though it's not whole, it would be okay. That's how Tosfos reads the Gemara. Rashi lechor doesn't hold that way. Rashi might hold that having it whole is a dinli ikuva, and that's why he interprets the Gemara that you were not mavdilit. You didn't separate it. So says the Gemara, if you cut it and you opened it and you put it on these coals, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Omer ani shezet sliyesh. So okay, that's called sliyesh. That's called roasted on fire. There is a very interesting Beis Haotzar from Yosef Engel here, quoted that in Klal Yud Gimel, if you want to look it up, on the phrase Omer ani. So the Beis Haotzar says, Kein hayadarko shel Rebbe lomar dvarav v'lashon Omer ani. Says he look all over Shas and he quotes no less than 20 sources. Rebbe says Omer ani. Whenever you see the lashon, Rebbe doesn't say it always. But whenever you see the lashon Omer ani, it's Rebbe. Ayin kedushin daf tes Rebbe Omer ani arishon beskila Ayin gein daf lamiches ani Omer ani etc. Amru lefanai Rebbe. So he quotes at least 20 different sources. He says what's pshat with Omer ani? Because after all, if you look at the Gemara, the end of Sota, where it quotes when all the Tanaim died, this finished. Whenever this Tana died, Chachma finished. When Rebbe died, Batla Anava. Bala Anava. So Rebbe was the greatest Anava in the world. Omer Ani, I say. Right? So that doesn't sound like Rebbe should be saying Omer Ani. It says Rabbi Yosef Engel, He de Havanas Inyan Halashon Omer Ani, Shahayashagar Alashon Shah Rebbe, to whom Mamish Derech Anava. No, it's just the opposite. Omer Ani, that is a phrase of humility. Why? Vakavana, She'enenu Omer as Hadin Vahadavar Derech Hechlet. Rak, Omer Oso Beyichus El Atzmo Shalo. Shnire. Right, I think this is what he should say. Omer ani, not Omer ani. You know, I say no. It's not that he's saying that, but they're hechle. It's Rebbe saying, you know, this is what I think. Ukederech sheregilin hayom, says of Yosef Engel, like people write today. Bimalitzas nira laanias daiti. Kain hu gamkin meinin yezeh halashon Omer ani. Like people of his mind, is that right? Kain nira laanias daiti. Right, in my humble opinion, that's what Omer ani means. Bisman Rebbe, and that's what he keeps writing. Omer ani. Oladimi amekedushin. That's what he quotes. Vehine lefize mevuar, and then he even quotes Alpi Kabbalah. He says Alfim zem mevuar besifrei Talmidei Habesht. Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov write. Ki derech anshei hamayla hagedolim lehisbonin al kol diburim umaasehem. The gedolim think about their words. Sheim heim hamedabrim vehaoseh bekoach atzman. There's a Kabbalistic idea that even when we say a chiddush, it's not like it's our chiddush, like we came up with it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the sparks of that chiddush into the world, and I'm being the conduit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mezakeh me to bring that chiddush to the world. He's being mezakeh me to be the one that, oh, I'm going to be marbit this Torah. It's not really mine. Rakoch Eloki Asher Bahem V'Chol Nevraim Kitam Va'atam Mechayes Kulam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu really gives it to us. Hu Ha'oseh Chayel V'Hadibur V'Chol HaMaisim Kitam Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Like Hashem opens my mouth. Ukanoda, as is known. He nays, therefore he says, Yitachin Gamkin Kazeh Havanas Lashon Omer Ani. That's also included, maybe, in Rebbe's line of Omer Ani. Hainu, Dehiktim El Diburo, Shalohu Bechachmaso Uvtuvanaso Hu Omer. It's not that he said it, Bahamasik Shadin Hu Kach Vakach Rakoachaloki Asher Bo, Hu Ashkina Hakadosha Machayas Kolan Evraim, Ukanikris Ani Kenoda Bechachmas HaEmes. He says Ani is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the Ani, the inside. So that's what he says is reference to Omer Ani. And then just one final, yeah, please. He was the author of the right. It's a bigger sign of humility that he singled himself out. And I say that even though I'm quoting all these, that's what there's another Achman that said maybe Rebbe always wrote Omer Ani because he wrote the mission first person. Now he's recording it, but well, later on nobody would know who Omer Ani was. That's why you find many times Rebbe Omer because they changed it. But really, he always said Omer Ani. But just one more point, he says, unbelievable. He says, "Vehine kemoshel nikra shkiras where is it? Omer Ani l'shum echem nechachamim." Just like you don't find this lashon of Omer Ani to any of the other chachamim, he says, "I didn't check." He says, "Hu davar shel chiddush ksas." He didn't nimsa o davar shel chiddush. Let me tell you another chiddush. Vehu ki medumeli. It appears to me, living in the age before computers and before Bar Ilans, shebechol hamikra lo nimsu tevos Omer Ani. You don't find the words Omer Ani in Tanakh anywhere. In that phrase, Omer Ani, zulas pam'achas b'tehillim memhei. One time in Tanakh, in Tehillim memhei. where David HaMelech says, Rachash libi davar tov, my heart feels something good. Omer ani ma'asai la'melech, Omer ani ma'asai la'melech, my actions are to Hashem, to the king. Lishoni, my tongue, eight sofer mahir, becomes a sofer's quill, becomes a sofer's pen. So you can already see where this is going. David HaMelech writes Baruch HaKodesh and Tehillim much about what happened already and much about what will happen. The Alkein Yishlomar, we know Rebbe Yehuda Nasi was from David HaMelech. So David HaMelech goes all the way back through the Nasiim. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, maybe this Omer Ani in the Pasuk in Tehillim is Bedafka alluding to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's writing down of the Mishnah. Because what does the Pasuk say? He says, Rachash libi davar tov, I know something davar tov, ma'asai la'melech, somebody whose actions are going to be for the king, because Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi is going to realize, Eis lasos l'Hashem, a favor to Arsecha, Klai Yisrael is now not going to last if they don't write down the Torah, so his actions are l'shem shemayim for the king, right, and he started off with, Omer ani, Rebbe, is going to say, ma'asai la'melech, l'shoni, his tongue, his Torah shebal peh, will become eight sofer mahir, will become a quill written down, of the that has to be written down. That he says, Mashani Tsarkle Helmer Bitvar Lushan Dvarm Shabal Pam, so he's gonna be misaki that and make that into Dorash Bakhsaf. So this whole lesson, the exact lesson of Omer Ani, which you only find by Rebbe, is this one time found in Tehillim by David HaMelech, Dafka is an allusion to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's writing down of the Mishnah. That's in Beis HaOtzar, page 93. If you wanna look it up. Okay, we're gonna have another one in a minute. This continues the Gemara. So we got onto this from Karim Pesach. So again, Rebbe had said in this Omer Ani that if you cut open a Karban Pesach and you put it onto coals, so that's called Sli'esh. That's Rebbe Shita. Yeah. Is there a problem? Good question. Is there a problem with the dam? So the poskid, the Rishonim already say there has to be a mitzias here where there's space for the dam to flow out. You're right, because if it's on the coals and there's a container sitting in the dam, is a problem. But that's what the Rishonim say. It has to be a place where the dam would be able to flow out. So Rami le Rav Achtavoy bar Amri Rav Chizda. Rav Achtavoy, yes, Rav Chizda. Mi amar Rebbe kecholam eishin anu. Could Rebbe? What did Rebbe just say? That if you cut it open and you put it on the coals, that's called sli'esh. Are coals eish? We have another makar that seems to say coals are not eish. V'raminu, it says michvas eish by mitzora. There are different types of nigei saras. Hopefully, Hashem, if you go through shas, we'll have to study in yoni saras as well. That's something you can't skip over. Tazria mitzora. So that's in michvas eish. There is a kinds of saras that started off as a wound that came from fire, like a burn wounds. That's michvas eish. That's what it says. That's one of the nigei saras. So says the Gemara. Ainly elosh nichva ba eish. I would have only thought that the nega is called the nega tzaraas only when it was burned mamish by fire, because it says michvas eish. Nichva, but if it's burned by begacheles, by a coal, beremetz, by hot ashes, besid roseach, by burning lime, begafsis roseach, another type of hot material, the chol davar haba min ha'or, la'asui yechame ha'or, or anything that's heated by fire, even boiling scalding water, minayin, how do I know all these other items are included? Tamalomar michva, michva, riba, because it says the word michva, burn twice, that's why you include everything else. So taima, the cause of a taima, the Rebbe, the Rabbi Rachman, and michva, michva. The only reason that all these other cases, including coals, are included to be called eish, is because it says michva, michva. Hello, Rabbi Rachman, and michva, michva, kochalam aleish nenu. So without this special limit by Saras, I would have said that coals are not called eish. Kasha on Rebbe, how could Rebbe say that eish is kochalam, kochalam are called eish? So amalei, two answers. One answer now, one answer, the 10th line on the base. First answer, amalei, two types of coals. Gachelis shall eish lo itzra krala ribuye. You're right, Rebbe was talking about coals from wood. After wood gets burned, those types of coals, that's called eish. Because that's really, I guess, it still doesn't lose its shame. The fire is in there. And it still could be flickering. Metal coals that came from burning metal, so that is considered a new thing, and that is why that is why it needs a rebuy by the pasuk in Mitzora. So that's the answer. Gachelus of Eitzim is considered Eish. Gachelus of Mamtechas is not considered Eish. Ask the Gemara. Okay, we're having Kol Tzarakula here because of all the different halachas that have fire. We have Karban Pesach. We have a Tzaras, and now we have Sreifas Bas Kohen. The gecholim shel mateches lav eishu. Is it true? What did we just say? That gecholim and mateches is not called eish. That's not called fire. V'hagavi bas kohen. We know there are different halachos of misas bezdin. Skila sreifa herek chenek. There's generally four different ways that bezdin puts people to death. Skila is stoning. Sreifa is burning. Hereg is chopping off the head, and chenek is strangulation. So those are the four types. You know, the Beit Mishnah Makkah says that once in 70 years, maybe not even once in 70 years, very difficult to put somebody to death in Yahadus. Very hard. You have to have two witnesses, you have to give Hasra, you have to have Kabbalah Hasra. Yes, I know I'm going to get punished. Very difficult. Most murders that take place are in private. Most murders they try to do without. So again, Bezdin has other ways to take care of people. But to put them to death in the normal way, it's very unusual. But at least we can learn about the halacha. So says the Gemara, so by Bas Kohen, there's a special din, learned that from a pasuk that if a Bas Kohen, who is Mazana, in a specific case, Arusa Nesua, whatever the case is, that she gets Sreifa. And the pasuk there says, Dichsib Ba'esh Tisarev, and there it says, she shall be burned in fire. V'yom Rav Masna, and Rav Masna says the Chiddush, what doesn't mean that you actually burn her, but what do? Psila shall Aver Hayosinla. You put a hot burning lead down her mouth, inside her mouth, and her insides get burned, and that's how she dies. You know, mamish burn her. So how could we just say that metal is not called eish? The Torah says you have to burn her, and it says you use hot metal. So you see, hot metal is eish. So how can you tell me hot metal is not eish? So amar shani hasam, the amar krabba eish tisareif, larabos, kol sreifos habos mino eish. Right? No, special limud, it says tisareif. So Rashi says that whole word is extra. Tosis here says it should have said tamus, not tisareif. Either way, the extra word tisareif, and therefore, that's why you know it is included. Stop for a moment. There's a fascinating marshal in Sanhedrin. I don't know if I ever mentioned this before. The Gemara in Sanhedrin in Daf Sat Nun Beis, where it talks about this sugya of sreifa. It says a story on the fifth line of Nun Beis Mabeis. Imrita Bas Tli, that's somebody's name, Bas Kohen, Shezin Sahabe. She was Mazana. Akfa Rav Chama Bar Tuvia Chavile Zmuros Vesarfa. Rav Chama Bar Tuvia actually wound her with vines, Vesarfa, and did actual Srefa. Amar Rav Yosef Tabatarzi. Rav Yosef says that that Rav Chama made two mistakes when he did this. Ta Bidra Rav Masna. Number one, he made a mistake from Rav Masna, or Rav Masna, that he made the mistake that he didn't put hot lead down her mouth, but actually he actually burnt her. Vitan, he also made another mistake. Bidatanya, the Brisa said they don't do Dina Nefashas Bizmanazet. Right? There was no, in his time, there was no more Sanhedrin. Uvasa Lakonim Alvim Al Shabbat Shabbat Mahim. Bizmashi Ishkoin Yish Mishpat, Bizmashi Ikoin Mishpat. End of Gemara. So Rabbi Yosef says that he had made two mistakes. Number one, that he burned her in the improper, in the wrong way. And number one, he wasn't supposed to burn her at all. Says the Maharshal. Ve'eineni cholek al ha-Talmud, she'arei ein bo nafkusa, lo l'chiyuva v'lo l'ftura, ve'ein ze elo l'mishicha. I'm not arguing on the Gemara, because there's no nafkamino, if I'm giving shot on the story, but he says, I don't think this Amora can make such a mistake. Can you say that? There's no better Masna. So he says, nirali l'yashvo, delo ta'a. He didn't make any mistake. One problem answers the other problem. V'tzorech sha'ahaya, u'mishemhachi sarfa shaloki dina yisov v'zils eber. He dafka didn't do the normal sreifa because he didn't want to do regular dina nefashas. Because the halach is you can't do dina nefashas b'zbanazeh. But there was a tzorech sha'ah. The door needed this. Maybe it was so porous it needed an example. And the halacha is that Bezdin is akan, that's the part of this major sugya of Bezdin makin va'onchin shalom and adin. Bezdin has the authority sometimes to go outside the regular legal, or it is called legal, according to Bezdin, go outside of the regular pathways of justice in order if the door needs it. So he says, shalom yom redon afilu bezman hazeh elab esrev lev yishah v'tzarach shalom so adaraya v'dok. He says one question answers the other. The reason he did it this way was because he wasn't allowed to do it in the normal way, and he wanted to make sure people knew that you can't do regular dina nefashas bizman hazeh. And that answers, even though the Gemara doesn't say it, he says, that's pshat, that answers both of the questions. And if you look in the Margolius Hayam, on that Gemara, Margolius Hayam quotes this Marshal, there's a lot of discussion about this Marshal, whether he did the right thing or not. So he quotes from the Mishpat Kohen, from Rav Kook, Rav Kook has tremendous farm on Gemara. He's not only the Baal Machshava, which he's famous for, but in B'Mishpat Kohen, in his Shuvas, he has a tremendous Yisodos. So there he quotes this, expands on this Marshal, to Bechol Da Birosh, Bechol Mashiditam Rishus Lebezin Lassos, Lofi Shah, Shalom Apidah, Srichem Heim Shalom Lahanik B'davar Zeh, Shum Tor V'tzur Shal Mishpat Amr V'Torah. If Bezin cannot do something, if the Torah says Bezin can't do something, they're not allowed to do it. And by the way, this relates to the Taz that we discussed a lot of times. That you can't go Mefurish against what it says in the Torah. Right, if it says blowing shofar you could cancel shofar on Shabbos. You can't cancel shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Relates to that we've spoken about a number of times. The sense of Cook, this is part of that discussion. That if the Torah says specifically, has a limud, that dinei nefashos don't apply bizman hazeh, that's it, it doesn't apply bizman hazeh. And you have to do it in a different way. What's the issue in the Gemara? The issue in the Gemara is in the Tanaim. What's the machlokas of Yosef and Rav Ada? Whatever that Tana was. Is it better when you're supposed to do something different than what it says in the Torah? Is it better to do it closer or further away? Is it better to do it totally different than what it says in the Torah? That's what Rav Yosef said. That's why he says Ta'a. But this the Tana under this more under discussion said no. You should do it differently, but close enough so it still resembles what it says in the Torah, even though it's different. That's the issue here. Who savar shebedit shalal rasha yoser tov lehiskarev kamosha efshar ledin Torah. But so that it's nikar, that's not the normal one. He did it in this way. But they said, no, it's better to do it further away. That's the issue with the Gemara. But amazingly, the Marshal reads that Gemara and says there was no ta'os. The two ta'os of the tartis is really one mistake was explained by the other. Okay, that's just an issue related to this din of Rav Masna that we had. Getting back to our Gemara. So our Gemara asks, how could you say that Rebbe says that matkacheles and mateches is not fire? You see, it is fire by the Bas Kohen. So we say, no, there's a special limud there. Says the Gemara, v'kol shekein eish atzma. Is it true that it sounds like from this limud that these are also, even these are fire? Is that to tell me surely regular fire you could use? V'nakav l'chamiles muras v'nikla. So why don't you wrap her with cords of vine and then burn? So the Gemara said, no, ask ya Srefa Srefa b'Bnei Aaron. There's a special Gzera Shava from B'nai Aaron from Nadav and Aviv. Ma'wa halon Srefa Sashama v'Guf Kayam. Just like there, it was only an inner burning and the outside guf stayed intact. Afkan Srefa Sashama v'Guf Kayam. So too here, again, a lot of Mefarshim, we'll talk about it in 2 weeks, Parsha Shmini, about what the reason was that this was their own ash, that the fire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu went through their nose and they got their insides burned. But that was the din. So just like there, sreifa there means only inner burning, so to here means even inner burning. V'nevalo chame ha'ar. So he asked the Gemara, so why do you use the hot lead? How about just pouring burning hot water down one's throat? Why dafka the lead? Mishum de Rav Nachman. Because of the din of Rav Nachman. Dom Rav Nachman amar kra. V'yahapta l'reacha kamocha. Brar lo misa yafe. Based on the din of Rav Nachman kamocha, choose a nice death. So again, once you are causing her to be put to death, but Rola Misa Yafe, do it in a way that doesn't cause her as much pain. Gemara assumes that the lead will kill her quicker rather than the water, and therefore Brolo Misa Yafe. It's amazing. Always wondered that Kimat is. I was trying to figure it out last night. I don't have the Bar Ilan, but where the Gemara quotes V'yahapta L'reacha Kamocha. Maybe there's one time that it's not used by this context, but Kimat in all the places in Shas, the few times that it quotes the pasuk of V'yahapta L'reacha Kamocha is in the context of Brolo Misa Yafe. Doesn't quote that much more. Avrecha kamocha, be nice to your friends, everything you want. We have in Shabbos Lamed Aleph the negative. Doesn't say avrecha kamocha there. It says, well, you don't want that to you. Don't do it to your friend, right? By Hillel and by teach me all the Torah on one leg. So that doesn't say avrecha kamocha there. It says lech sani da chavercha lo seved. Don't do it. But it doesn't say avrecha kamocha there. It's just an amazing. So in Kedushin we have it, correct. The beginning of Kedushin, Adlerecha Kamocha, in terms of, you know, not marrying somebody that you're going to find hateful in the future. So again, a very unusual usage. You know, make sure you think she's pretty before you marry her, because it's going to lead to Shalom Bayis problems. These are the cases where Adlerecha Kamocha comes up. Again, it's more of a kasha, I don't have an answer. More of a kasha. So one of the, maybe it's related to a question that somebody Achronim asked, and that is, usually we say Reacha is Reacha B'mitzvahs. That's a Reacha Kamocha, right? You have those sisters of Chicha, but Reacha means the mitzvah. So this guy's a Reacha B'mitzvos. It's Chayav Misa. This is putting him to death. So the Shidim Kubetz asks this in Ksubis, the Flam HaZayin, and it says there, maybe it's based on, there's another Gemara that says, by Malchus, it says, V'nikla Achicha Le'enecha, Pasuk Kiseitse. So it says, you're not allowed to give one extra makkah that's required, because he's still Achicha. When is he Achicha? Once he gets hit, he's Achicha now. So maybe so too here, because he's being put to death, because he's getting a kapara, so maybe that's why he's still reyacha. But maybe, I thought, maybe that's the chiddush. It Dafka says it in this case, because it teaches you that now he is considered reyacha. But you have to learn reyacha kamocha, even this, of course, regular reyacha. But even here is a reyacha. He also quotes Abshav Yesh Lafarish. He doesn't like this, but maybe Vatal Reacha Lashon Ra'im Shebacha. Switch around the Nakudos a little bit. Rabbi Yahatal Ra'acha, right? But the ones that were not so good. But either way, that is the Chiddush. Rabbi Chanan writes here in one of his writings that you see from here that Reacha includes Rashaim. Right? So that's all the halachas that Reacha applies. There's two other ha'aretz I saw in the Biurei Hadaf here, quotes from one of the Achronim. That maybe the purpose of this halacha is that you burn her or burn it in right, that's also why the Gemara Sanhedrin says she's clothed, she doesn't have all her clothes off. Another brother, she shouldn't be embarrassed as she's getting killed. So Shekiva Shabesin Mamisinoso, Yeshlahem Laharo Shalomach Masina Osimloke. Ella Adaraba, Laman Yakabal Oncho Baolam Azev, Yhubal Olam Haba. So part of the reason why we do this is because we want to make sure the Nidon does not think that we're doing this lahachas. We're not doing this because of ulterior personal motives. We're doing this l'shem shemayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu says this type of person is a poison to society, and therefore they have to be taken away. And that's why we dafka do it in a way to try to show them that really there's nothing personal involved. Then he quotes his discussion in the Achronim. Whether the mitzvah of Hatzal Recha Kamocha is like just what the Gemara in Shabbos says, that don't do unto others what you don't want done unto yourself? Is it more of just a negative? Or does it include positive actions? So again, so there are many rayas on both sides, but this Gemara seems to say it's a positive action. Right? It doesn't have nothing to do with what you want to do unto yourself. You have to do it in the proper way. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Avel is another example. It's a beautiful Rambam, beginning of Perek Yudalit in Hilchas Avel, where the Rambam writes, Mitzvahs asheh shel devrehem, so mitzvahs asheh midrabanan, levaker cholim, lenachem aveilim, biker cholim, nichem aveilim, lahotzi hameis, lachanos eskala, levayis archim, all the mitzvahs ben adam lechaveir that we know of. They're all mitzvahs derabanan. V'la asok v'chol tzarchei kfura, etc., etc. Elohein gemilas chasadim shebegufo, she'en lahem shir. These are gemilas chesed with your body that does not have any limit. And then the Rambam ends off. Afal pisha kol mitzvahs elu midrevrehem, harehein bechlal, even though the chiyuv of these mitzvahs is derabanan, but the kiyum of these mitzvahs, when you do these mitzvahs, you're being involved in a mitzvah daraisa of v'yahavta l'recha kamocha. Kol hadvarim shad arotza shiasu osam l'chol ha'cheirim. Yes, and then he adds, though, anything that you want others to do to you, asei osa ata l'achicha b'torah u'b'mitzvos. He adds that in. Again, reyacha, not relating to this Gemara, but again, the Rambam has obviously a more expansive view of Yahatzal Recha Kamocha. It's not just a negative, but it involves positive actions. So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara had said, so why don't we put hot water? Why do we put the lead? Because Berlo Misiyafe, so it happens quicker. So he asked the Gemara, B'chimi Acher Tiikar Rav Nachman Gzeira Shava Lamali. Once you have the din of Rav Nachman, a Berlo Misiyafe, so what do you need the Gzeira Shava? That is only the inner burning, of course, right? It's not Misa Yafa to wrap her with cords, so we know they're ready from the dinner of Nachman. So says the Gemara, no. Amri, you love Gzeira Shava. Without the Gzeira Shava, from Nadav and Aviyu, Hava Amina Sreifa Sreshama Vagav Kayim La Sreifahu. I wouldn't have think that's called Sreifa. You're not allowed to change the halacha within the Misa that's demanded, so then you can say Misa Brava Misa Yafa. But without the Gzeira Shava, I wouldn't have known that you're allowed to do some type of inner burning. Once I have the Gzeira Shava, so now I can choose within that. V'yimi Shom Rav Nachman, Nafish Lach Amilei Zmuras Tuva, Ki Heichi Tamas Ba'agala, Kamash Malon. And with just Rav Nachman, I would have thought that, you know, without the Gzeira Shava, I would have thought that maybe I have a different Misa Yafa, right? Without the inner burning. Wrap it with a lot of vines, so it happens very fast. Not just a few vines. That's the Misa Yafa. Kamash Malan, that's why you need the Gzeira Shava. By the way, it says, Kihecha de Tomus Ba'agala, right? So what does Ba'agala mean? What does Ba'agala mean? So I remember somebody once came over to me, in the middle of Efer Davening one time, he says, shows me in Kaddish. Right, we say Skadis Gadish May Rabba, right? Ba'agolos Bakarvim Rambain. We've heard it thousands and thousands of times in our life. Do we know what we're saying Amen to? Ba'agola, a wagon. Ba'agolos Bakarv? No, wagon with a hay in Hebrew is Ba'agola means fast. La'agel means fast. So that's from here. So Heichi Kitamus Ba'agola. So it happens fast. Ba'agolos Bakarv. That's what Agola means. We should know what the happening means. So Kiheichi Tamus Ba'agola. So that's what I would have thought. Kamash Malan. That's why you have the Xerishav. Fine. So once you have the gzeira shava and it doesn't have to actually be eish, why did it say ba'eish in the pasuk by Bas Kohen? Lamali lafuka iver meikaru. It has to be lead that was heated by fire, not lead that's naturally hot by being in the ground from its source, because that's not called todas eish. Who? Next question. Now that we've said by Bas Kohen that the word Eish includes all different kinds of fires, even Gachalim, even other things, is that true? But Baha, we have another context of Eish. Well, Gavi Paraman Esrafim, by the Paraman Esrafim. We just read it yesterday, right? In Parshas Vayikra, you have special Parim that are burns outside the Beis HaMikdash. You have the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, the par that if most of Bnei Yisrael do a sin based on what that's in Psak, you bring a special cow. If the Nasi, if the Melech is sins, if the Kohen Gadol sins, special par, they're called Parim HaNisrafim, because they're burns outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Chsiv Behu B'Saravoso Ala Eitzah Ba'esh, and it says there, you have to burn them on wood. V'tanya Ba'esh V'lo B'Sid Roseach V'lo B'Gatsis Roseach, and it says there, you're not allowed to use other hot things, like hot lime, etc. So why, by Sveifas Bas Kohen, is it included? And here it's excluded. So I'm only Hachi Hash, there's a big difference. Hasam Ksiv Ba'esh V'hadat Tisarif. By the Bas Kohen, it first says Ba'esh, and then afterwards it says the verb Tisarif. So Tisarif is to include even more than Ba'esh. The rabbis call shrevos abos machmas eish. That includes anything that comes from fire. Hacha ksiv v'sarfo so'al eitzim ba'eish l'basof eish. Here, first it says v'sarf, and then it says eish. So eish is a limit to v'sarap dafka eish. L'meimra de eish in midi achrini lo. And that's why it's only eish by the Parham HaNisrafim and not other items that are considered eish. Ask the Gemara, one second. Hasanamik siva shrefa l'basof. Here it also says shrefa afterwards. It says eish sarah first, and it says sarah at the end too. Dichsiv, as it says, al shef hachadesh and yisareif. As it says, you have to burn it on the place where the pile of ashes are. You burn the Parham HaNisrafim in the same place where you dumped the ashes from the Trumas HaDesh. Where you put the Trumas, you took the ashes out from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, you put them outside on that spot, that's where you burn the Parham HaNisrafim. So therefore it says, yisareif at the end of the pasuk too. So why does it even include more? So Amri, who yisareif, you bother to look at the Tanya. You know, that yisareif is teaching me a separate halacha. Yisareif aval b'she'en sham deshen. You're allowed to burn it there even if there is no deshen there. Let's say they cleaned up all the ashes. There's no more ashes there. You still burn it in that spot. Yisareif aval b'she'en sham arbarubo. Yisareif, you still have to burn it even after most of it gets consumed in flames. That's not enough. You have to stay there until the kohanim have to stay there until the entire par is burned. That's what you learn from the word the extra word yisareif. So that extra word yisareif cannot be including other dvarim habayim machmas eish. Period. That is all, the past 20 lines, has been all answer number one to answer the siwa with Rebbe. Because Rebbe again said, Rebbe said that if you cut open your Karban Pesach and you put it on coals, so then that is called Sli Eish. We said stira from Mitzorah, because by Mitzorah you need a special limud, a special pasuk to teach me that coals are called Eish. So answer number one was metal versus wood. So now we have answer number two. Ravina Amar Kroch Vatani. No, change the girsa, put the comma in the different spot by the Mitzorah case. Michvas Eish, the pasuk says Michvas Eish. Ein li elish nichva ba'eish ubi gacheles. So gacheles is called Eish. I only know that. How do you know all the other things are included? The hot lime, the hot water, etc. Period. So if you change the gear, so you put the comma in the next after the next word, it's not a problem. Period. Okay. Rava asked the following stira. Mi ama Rebbe Gachalim Ikri Eish. So Rebbe said, Rebbe just said that Gachalim are called Eish. That's what we just proved. V'ramini, but I have a problem. Gachale, another one. I think context for number five, where it says, talks about Gachale Eish by on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol has to take ashes, right, during the hardest avoda of the year. He takes ashes from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, he carries it in one of the shovels to bring inside to the Kodesh HaKadashim. He has the other shovel carrying the Torah, he's walking, he has it between his arms. He says there wasn't an avoda, Kashi Yosef Mizut, the hardest avoda of the year. But there it says he has to take from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, Gachale Eish, coals of fire. So we're going to darshan that phrase, Gachale Eish. And just as by way of introduction, there are three kinds of coals the Gemara talks about. What we'll call, I saw the, I wrote down the English here, what we will call smoldering, that's the lowest level, flickering, is a little bit lit, and then fire, when coals are mamish on fire. These are three levels, so three kinds of coals the pasuk could be talking about. Smoldering, they're not really burning anymore, flickering a little bit, and then mamish shalheves, the Gemara is going to call, that's lit fire. So let's see, by the end of this brisa, we're going to see that esh does not mean gechalim, and that's going to be the kasha on Rebbe. So let's see. Gachalei, the pasuk says, Gachalei, coals, yachal, omamos. I might think that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to take smoldering, almost at the lowest level. Smoldering coals, that's what Gachalei means, tamalam or eish. But it says eish, so it can't mean smoldering. E eish, yachal shall have es. But the next one says eish, if it says just eish, I would think the top one, the fire, tamalam or gachalei. But it says the previous word, Gachalei. So why do you put together the two words, Gachalei and eish? Ha ketzad, maybe min alochashos. So it must be that you bring for the middle one, the flickering. Because that's not a violation of Gachalei or Eish. It says the Gemara 1 second. Wahagufa Kasha. The two lines of this Brisa contradict each other. Amrit Gachalei. It says Gachalei, Yochel Omamos. Right, so the Havamina is that Gachalei would mean just smoldering. Alma Lochashos Eishinidu. So it's Mashma that from the first line, that Lochashos, which is the middle one, the flickering ones, would be called fire. Because Gachalei only means Omamos. Ema Seifa, but the next line of the Brisa says, E Eish Yachol Shal Heves Hamalomer Gachalei Amafi Lo Chashos Lav Eish Ninu. But the second line sounds like Eish Needs Shal Heves, not Lo Chashos. So Tamalomer Gachalei Amafi Lo Chashos Nami Lav Eish Ninu. So Amar Ef Sheishes Hachik Tani. This is the pshat of the Brisa. Gachalei. When it says cold, Yachol Bein Omamos Bein Lo Chashos. I don't know whether Gachalei is Omamos or Lochashos, smoldering or flickering. Tamalomer Eish, that's why he says Eish, so Omamos are excluded. E Eish, Yachol Shal Heves, Tamalomer Gachalei, HaKetzad, so maybe, Min HaLochashos, so therefore, it says Eish, and Eish is Shal Heves, but says the Brisa, what is, how do you read Gachalei Eish? Gachalei means both. Level 1 and 2, meaning Omamos and Lochashos, and the word Eish teaches me which category of Gachalei the Torah wants. So therefore, Mikom Makom, Kacham Lo Ekri Eish, Kasha L'Rebbe. Excuse me, that's a Kasha L'Rebbe. Because according to this reading of the Brisa, Gachalei means both Omamos and Lochashos, and Eish only means Shalheves, so you see Gachalim, either type of Gachalim, the bottom two, is not called Eish. So says the Gemara, Amar Abaya Torah Tzachi. No, there's a different way of reading the Brisa. Where we're going to say, don't say that Eish is telling me which Gachalei to use, but it's going to be just the opposite. Gachalei is going to tell me which Eish to use. And then it's not going to be a problem for Rebbe. Gachalei, Yochel Omamos Velo Lochashos. Gachalei, just coals. I would think it means smoldering and not flickering at all. Tamalomer Eish. It says Eish. E Eish. But if it's Eish, I have two choices. Yochel Ratza Shalavis Yavi, Ratza Gachalas Yavi. Eish is mashma either or. So which one do I bring? Tamalomer Gachalei. Haketzad maybe min alachashos. So it's no problem for Rebbe, because what did we just say? That Gachalei is limiting the category of Eish. But a priori given is that Eish could mean either Shalheves or Gachalei. So that's Abayi's answer. Omar Rava. Rava says, 1 second. Ratza Gachalas Yavi, Ratza Shalheves Yavi. There was a Havamina, there was a stage where we wouldn't know, if it would just say Eish, I wouldn't know whether to bring actually coals on fire, Lochashos, Shalheves, Lochachel, Tinkuk Mishkachesla. The Havamina is just to bring Shalheves. How do you get Shalheves without Gachelas? Right? How do you get plain fire without having coals there? What would it be? Could go into Shafi Lamana Mishra if you smeared a kli with oil, Va'asla Binura, and you lit it on fire, and that would be a fire, and you don't have coals yet. So Hahu, Lamali Krolamute, and you need a pasuk to exclude you, wouldn't be able to do that. Hash, Lefani Melech Basar Vadam Ein Osin Kain. Lefani Melech Balach Emlach Mekadosh Baruch Hu Lokal Shekain. So you wouldn't bring such a kli into the Kodesh Kodashim, into the palace of a human king. So surely to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you don't need a pasuk to exclude that. So what? So you can't say that's the reading of the Brisa. So Elam Arava Taratachi. This is really the reading of the Brisa. And again, this is not going to be a kasha on Rebbe either, the way Rebbe reads it. Gachalei, Yochel Omamos, below Lochashos. Gachalei, I might have thought that meant smoldering and not Lochashos. Tamalomar Eish. E Eish, Yochel Yavi, Mechzo Gachalos, Mechzo Shalev. It's not either or, but I might thought half and half. You bring, let's say, a piece of wood, which is half on fire and half coals already. And you bring it with in a careful way. So I would have thought that would be okay. And why? And as you're bringing it from the Mizbeach Achitzon into the inside of the Kodesh Kodashim, by the time you get there, it'll be all coals. You have to take a shovelful of coals from the Mizbeach. So we learn from there Mishas lakicha nevi gecholim. They have to be gecholim at the time that you take them, because you have to take coals. So that's the way that Rava learns the brisa. But bein labai, bein larava, it's not a kasha on Rebbe, because according to both of their readings, Eish includes gecholim theoretically, and the question is, what type of gecholim? Because it also says the word gachala, you have to work it out. I saw one of the Achronim just explain, based on other Gemaras, you have to put other Gemaras, what's the machlokas here between Abaye and Rava? That whether you say this kal v'chomer or not, melech asav adam, so other Gemaras you see that there's machlokas Abaye and Rava, whether milsa da asav kal v'chomer, tzarech v'chasav lakra. Plus that topic that we spoke about a while ago, if you could learn something from a kal v'chomer, so would the Torah go out of its way to write it? And we said, sometimes yes, sometimes no. So maybe that's the machlokas here. According to Rava, it's a kal v'chomer. What do you need the pasuk for? And the Bible would say, no, it still goes out of its way to write it. Right? You can't give an onesh based on a kal v'chomer. There are many other halachas based on that you can't do based on a kal v'chomer. So maybe that is the machlokas, whether you say milsa da asya b'kal v'chomer. Last line, ibay lahu, omamos. Oh, omamos is the proper spelling with an aleph or with an ayin when we talk about smoldering coals. Amar Rav Yitzchak, based on a pasuk, arazim lo omamuhu began elokim. Right, the trees aren't dimmed, the fire isn't dimmed, but Gan Elokim in the garden of Hashem, so you see it is within Ayin. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah, Rav Kasha. Well, we have some Agarata today. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Amen. Amen.